going to be approaching close to $14 billion in U.S. red meat exports. We've made some, I think, some inroads and advances, if you will, in spite of, I think, sometimes overwhelming obstacles. I think the issue at hand, though, is the current issue, which we are calling basically the tsunami of meat that we are seeing in the United States. As you know, beef production, pork production, poultry production are increasing. And, you know, we have a tremendous challenge before us, you know, for the producer. I would say here for the beef complex, we're up 6% this year over last year. For the pork complex, we're up 5%. We're looking at seeing our September numbers. But I think from the export standpoint, we're able to maintain our share of exports and of U.S. production. That has still stayed very, very strong. So we still look at this as an opportunity. I think one of the things that we're also aware of course, is the fact that there's a lot of anti-trade sentiment out there. And really, when you take a look at the world, about 95% of the consumers are outside the United States, and over 80% of the world's buying power is outside the United States. So we see trade as a very important component to agriculture. We see it as a very important component to the red meat industry.
But overall, he said the meat trade is doing very well.
So as we take a look at beef exports, we take a look at our pork exports, it's very encouraging. Our lamb exports are a little bit behind last year's pace, but we regained access to Taiwan, and that's working very well. We expect access to Japan to come very soon as well. So I think on the trade front, probably we could say that we're going along quite strongly at this point in time.
But when it comes to the beef trade, Tsang said there is one thing that could make it better.
I think one of the things that we see that would be of sizable help to us would be if we could still overcome, everybody talks about the cow that stole Christmas, but I always talk about this, the cow that stole 13 Christmases, because we still do not have all of the BSE restrictions removed. And if we could remove those BSE restrictions, this would be a major boost to the beef complex and also help us as far as moving more product internationally.